to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, despite the evidence, the entire centerpiece of my opponent's economic plan is a new $5 trillion tax cut on top of the Bush tax cut. Now, the bulk of the tax cut would go to the very top. A lot of it go to the wealthiest 1% of all households. Folks making more than $3 million a year, the top one-tenth of 1%, would get a tax cut worth almost $250,000. Now think about that. Folks making $3 million a year or more would get $250,000 tax cut. But listen, it gets worse. Under my opponent's plan, who do you think gets the bill for these $250,000 tax cuts? You do.
There's the president out on the campaign trail in Ohio talking about Mitt Romney's proposed tax plan. The presidential race starts out. The items from number 1 to number 10, it's the top item this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview. We'll count them all down or up. Number 1 to number 10, running them down, determined by the staff at Talkers.com. The talk radio programs are pretty much into issue. It's called News Talk. But there is some interest in the Olympics. We'll touch on that. Summer drought, number 10. Tax cut issue, number 9. Syria, number 8. Collapse of the power grid in India is number 7. Tea Party win in Texas, 6. Fast and Furious report, 5. Chick-fil-A, number 4. Aftermath of the shooting in Aurora, number 3. The Summer Olympics, number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. Here's Aaron Burnett talking to political analyst Steve Moore and Matt Bennett about what we do and don't know about the Romney tax plan.
President Obama saw this today. Obviously, it played to exactly what he wanted to hear. Sure. Here's what he had to say at a campaign stop.
Just today, an independent, nonpartisan organization, they crunched all the numbers. They looked at his plan. They found that if Governor Romney wants to keep his word and pay for this plan of this $5 trillion tax cut, the only way to do it is to cut tax breaks that you, middle-class families, depend on.
Stephen Moore, he needs to fight back. Don't you agree to just lay it out more clearly? How can he do that?
First of all, he can't allow the liberal groups like the Brookings Institute, which may be nonpartisan, but it is a liberal group, to say that this is a tax increase on anyone. In fact, as you know, the centerpiece of the plan is to cut the tax rates across the board by some 10 or 15%.
Yeah, on the marginal rate.
On the marginal rates. Look, and I do think that grows the economy. And Aaron, you know this. I'm a supply sider. I think lower rates do provide more growth for the economy. And I don't think it's unreasonable to think with this and other growth policies, we could have a 4% growth rate, which does generate a whole heck of a lot of revenue over the next, maybe not in the very short term, Aaron, but over the next decade or so, you get a lot of windfall revenues from that kind of growth rate. Where I will fault Mitt Romney is I agree with Aaron. I don't think he's done a good enough job of explaining, look, we're going to have to close some of these loopholes. We're going to have to get rid of some of these big carve-outs and special interest deductions in the tax code. By the way, about half of those revenue loss from all of those tax deductions, those are taken by the people in top 3%, so you can do it in a fair way.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at the Joint Economic Committee numbers, Matt, I'll throw them up here. Marty Sullivan, one of our top tax attorneys, pointed this out as well. If you get rid of the mortgage interest deduction, charitable deduction, state local taxes, now obviously this will upset some middle class families, but they do disproportionately help the wealthy in this country, mm-hmm. you more than make up for the $360 billion. In fact, you get $431 billion. He has money to spare.
The problem, though, is that Mitt Romney treats taxes, his own taxes and his tax plan, like they're some sort of state secret. He won't release his own income taxes, and he won't release details on the tax plan. So your experts and the folks at Brookings had to make assumptions that they're not sure about as it relates to Mitt Romney's tax plan because he hasn't made clear what he intends to do. But the assumptions that they use in the study that you cite are very fair ones. He said he wants to stay revenue neutral, as you point out. He said he wants to lower the marginal tax rate. He said he wants to get rid of certain deductions. And so they conclude, and your experts back them up, that what that means is the rich get a pretty big tax cut, and the middle class and lower income folks get a pretty big increase in taxes.
Coming up more on the campaign trail when the talk countdown continues.
All right, Flo. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, a weekly overview of the top 10 talk topics. I'm Doug Steffen, the presidential race number one. Talk host Ro Khan with former RNC chairman Michael Steele about the news media's coverage of Mitt Romney's overseas trip.
Do you think that this has been a success? Now, obviously, you know, the press has been mixed on this. You've got some people that are, you know, talking about how awful, you know, the gaffes that he had. Right. You had the kiss my ass gaffe or the kiss my ass controversy where one of his press aides, as they were screaming, the New York Times reporter was screaming, "What about the gaffe? What about the gaffes?" at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Poland, and the press aide goes, hey, this is like a holy site. Keep it down. And then the press aide, you know, said, you know, it's kiss my ass gate is basically what it is. And now, you know, Romney's enduring a lot of criticism for this. Certainly the conservative media 4 years ago criticized the president when he went to Europe, and he's just a candidate, and he's acting like head of state, and it was all this. But now you have the members of the decidedly liberal press, and people who are active, you know, don't pretend not to be, and even some people in sort of more of the mainstream are like, well, I don't think this went very well. What do you make of that?
Well, on his face, no, it didn't go very well, to be rather direct and honest about it. For a campaign that had planned to take a very cautious, safe approach to the candidate's travel, to not even invite a lot of media scrutiny because there were very few media availabilities for even the press that was with him. When he took 3 questions from the press when he was in London out in front of 10 Downing, and it wasn't even from his own press corps that was following him. So From that standpoint, it didn't go well because for all the meticulousness and planning and preparation and trying to keep the guy in the box, it didn't happen. He reverted to type. He became the CEO of the Olympics when asked about preparations for security, and he gave analysis, and it had me remember shortly the first month or so after I became RNC chairman, I was doing a radio show, and I was asked to analyze the 2008 election, and I gave analysis that upset some people because I wasn't the chairman, I was being an analyst. And so you have to recognize where those lines are drawn. And in that moment, and starting off this trip on such an easy question to answer, you take and give the easy answer, which is, oh, this is going to be a great Olympics. I'm sure the planners here have done a tremendous job, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, so that set the tone immediately. So then the press is going to gear in and try to figure out every angle they can, which is why they wanted to limit press availability to see what other gaffes may come. And, of course, that's where you get to gate, where you've got people screaming about gaffes and the press operations pushing back.
Here's host Dan Mason talking about the news media becoming more concerned with finding a gaffe than actually covering the candidates and the issues.
Is the news media becoming hyper-focused on finding the next political gaffe? I mean, gaffe's a gaffe. But sometimes it seems we've got people out there to trying so hard to find the next one. Whether it's the president saying you didn't create your own success or Mitt Romney suggesting Jerusalem be the capital of Israel the other day, it seems like there's just a contest going on to see who can identify the next gaffe so we can hand it over to the other campaign to use against them. Now, some gaffes are bigger than others. Some are actually so insignificant it's somewhat insulting. What we have to do is try to figure out the difference. So what exactly is a gaffe? Well, the dictionary defines it as a blunder, mistake, error, blooper, faux pas, or just an error of judgment, among other words. Now, in the interest of fairness, I will not sit here and be too holier than thou, because we discuss this sort of stuff here every day. It's what we do. Some gaffes deserve to be blasted all over the place for everyone to see. Sometimes they're just mere fabrications that don't really mean a darn thing. But as we all know, it depends on your political viewpoint. So I keep telling you, pay attention. It's because I say it, CNN or Fox News says it, your newspaper says it. Your brain with a little common sense should steer you in the right direction if you will let it. So let's begin with the president, shall we? Did he really mean you didn't create your own success? Now, the Democrats and those on the left say, no, he was taken out of context. Well, there are ample opportunities, and I hope you have taken advantage of them, to watch the entire speech for yourself, and you can decide. Can the argument be made he was taken out of context? Perhaps yes, perhaps no. Clem Chambers at Forbes.com writes today, business, this is what the president said, business didn't build the infrastructure relied upon by successful people on their way up the wealth ladder. The implication, of course, being that you are beholden to the state. Clem's from Britain, by the way, so his perspective is interesting. But what the president is saying is still the same message. Government is responsible. Big government. Bigger the better.
Up next, London and Aurora in the focus. News Talk Radio, the king. And we are the king on the countdown.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 2 on the countdown, the Summer Olympics. Here's host Mike McConnell talking about the debate over taxing Olympic athletes on the prize money they receive when they win medals.
The Olympians have to pay taxes on their medals when they come back. And it's, at least early on, it was pretty well misreported. You win a cash prize. Now, you do pay some tax on the quality of the medal, I guess, but they're not solid gold or solid silver or solid bronze medals anyway. So the tax on those is minimum, but you do win money. A gold medal nets you $25,000. And I didn't know that. And I'm not sure how long those numbers have been in place, if they used to be lower, if they keep up with inflation. $15,000 for a silver and $10,000 for a bronze. So, when you come back, you will be taxed at the in the highest tax bracket because you made that money in a short span of time. The IRS likes to prorate that, I guess, to suggest you'd be making that every week of your year. So they pay the top level on that. So if you won a gold medal, say Missy Franklin has won 2 golds already, will be on the hook for about $14,000 in taxes when she got back. On a silver medal, you'd pay $5,385 in taxes. Gold is almost $9,000, $809.86 for a gold medal. And then Marco Rubio has introduced some legislation which says we would not tax our heroes, I guess as he called them, for their winnings when they get back to this country. I guess we're one of the few countries in the world that taxes its citizens on money that you earn abroad, which is something that, obviously corporations have been complaining about for years. That's something unique to American corporations. We have to pay money, they have to pay money even if they made it in Germany. It doesn't make any difference. We still hit them for it. So that's the answer. It's the money that they're taxed on and not so much the medals.
The aftermath of the shooting in Aurora is number 3 on the countdown. Here's host David Bloomquist with a caller. They talk about whether it's time to ban assault weapons after what happened in that movie theater in Colorado.
I have a concealed carry. I own guns.
Okay.
No problem with that. What I do have a problem with is people who own these assault rifles. I don't think that, this guy's wearing body armor, has hundreds of rounds of ammunition. These assault rifles that hold clips of, God knows how many. We're talking 11, 15, 20. Basically machine guns. Do we really need to own those? Did our forefathers really mean for us to be owning guns that you can just wipe out as many people as possible within 30 seconds? That's my question to you.
What I would say is, Bloomer,
I mean, the guy had he had all this stuff, yes, and he had it legitimately. What I would say is, why didn't an alarm bell go off in somebody's head when this guy was buying bulletproof vests? Why didn't it go off when he was buying bulletproof garments? Why didn't it go off when he was buying tear gas? I would be more concerned about that. And as far as, do we really need these things? Personally, I don't. But I do know people that do own these weapons. They use them in a lawful way. They go to ranges. They use them to shoot. So, I mean, I think it's, in this case, I would have been more concerned about the gear that he bought, and that would have tipped me off sooner than this other stuff would have. My concern is, and I know you don't like this line of reasoning, is if we do that, then what's next? You know, it's the slippery slope argument, and I know that the slippery slope arguments maybe don't always work, but gun control has been a controversy for years, and it will continue to be.
All right, so you want to weigh in on numbers 1, 2, and 3, 800-510-8255. We'll be expecting your calls right here when the countdown continues in a matter of moments.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. The week ending Friday, August the 3rd, the discussion of the top 10. We started at number 1 at the top of the hour. We're now at number 4. Before we get there, though, Tony wants to have a quick conversation with us about the crazy things that people do. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the Countdown.
Even though this guy was a crazy nut who was legally carrying a weapon, if they govern down weapons to the good people, only the nuts will have weapons, because the bad guy will always have weapons. And people say, well, you're going to have a lot of idiots out there. But even Jesus had a defector. No matter how good of a society is, you're going to have some crazy nut jobs. So you should not mess with the weapons, because only the bad guy will have them. It will be just like that movie theater everywhere. The bad guy will have the weapons.
So what do you suggest, that everybody carry a gun to the movie theater? That's not going to happen.
No, not everybody, but the people who have the gun permit, I have mine.
You'd carry it to a movie theater?
No, well, I carry it sometimes, I mean...
But to a movie theater?
I carry it sometimes wherever I feel I should carry it, but it's my right to carry it. It's where I...
All right, but that's not the conversation, and you know that's not the conversation. This is not about weapons that are on a person that have reasonable feelings about carrying guns, or they use them responsibly. This is about people who get thousands of rounds of ammunition, have tools of destruction that are far more intrusive than the things that you're talking about. And the public at large thinks that it's time for these sorts of things to be dealt with. And so nobody's questioning your right, nor other people's rights, my right to have a gun or to have guns or anything that's reasonable. And I guess then we have to get to the point of what do you define, how do you define reasonableness?
Well, when you give them an inch, they will take a mile.
Those are all platitudes. That's all gobbledygook. It's not dealing with the reality that we have people who are not entitled to these things. And even if the laws were obeyed, if the laws were followed, then we wouldn't have as many people getting these guns as do. But the laws need to be tighter so that people like this guy can't get weapons or ammunition. Either the law has to be tighter or it has to be applied tighter, because society will not accept, and that's the problem the NRA is having, society will not accept any further, any more of these things. And I say that knowing, sadly, that the same sort of thing will happen again, and we'll have the same discussion again. Tony, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Okay, so the Chick-fil-A controversy is number four. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking to Victor Fiorello from the Philadelphia Post about government stepping into the controversy, trying to ban a business for expressing political or religious beliefs.
The thing about you, I hope, and I don't know you well enough to know your personal politics. It doesn't matter, but I do know you're a journalist by trade. And I'd like to think that all of us, regardless of our politics, can appreciate what seems to be they were afraid that party politics was somehow going to chill their speech. That's what I see in the Rahm Emanuel thing and the whole bit. It wasn't about Dan Cathy's position on anything. It was just about the kind of chilling nature of government entities stepping in and saying, hey, shut down, shut up, you're not welcome in our city. That, as a journalist, as a broadcaster, freaks me out more. You?
Well, absolutely. I certainly would not come down on the same side as the gay marriage issue as you probably do, or right. The Chick-fil-A issue as you probably do. But when I hear about the prospect of, you know, a store being banned, I do find that chilling. I'm all for boycotts, boycott all you want, but, you know, a government ordered ban is quite a different thing.
Okay, so let me get this straight, or let me try to go back to this from earlier in the week. I don't remember, unless I was absent that day, that there was anybody trying to ban these things. I know Rahm Emanuel had lots to say about it in Chicago. What do you expect from him? The mayor of Boston said he knew he couldn't prevent Chick-fil-A from building here because it hasn't done anything to violate the building codes. And isn't that really what this is about? I don't know that there has been a suggestion that these guys be run out of town. But as you well know, any of you who follow this format, many of the hosts, Limbaugh included and Huckabee included and some others locally, have had their promotions for Chick-fil-A. Matter of fact, I'm told that the Chick-fil-A demonstration, quote-unquote, was so successful this week that they ran out of product at a lot of restaurants, where people went in at the advice or the behest of the hosts saying, go support Chick-fil-A because this guy, you know, said something that a lot of people who are right of center agree with. This is all part of freedom of speech. It's all part of our freedoms. And the back and forth about this is healthy, but if you get to the point where you were actually going to shut somebody down or keep them from operating because of this, then you got a sick society. We all know what people and their agendas are about. But the practical side of this is the politicians can't keep Chick-fil-A from building a restaurant anywhere they want to. And that's the thing that's been distorted a little by some of the conversation. But it's still been pretty interesting this week and gotten us away from a lot of the ho-hum, the usual, like, for example, number five, the Fast and Furious. My God, is this ever going to go away? Here's host Mike Broomhead with Congressman Paul Gosar about the congressional report that was released this week.
What's frustrating about this report, I hope you can give us some clarity on this, the five managers that have been called out in this report have all either been laterally moved or promoted, whatever you want to call it, within the ATF. Are they going to lose their jobs? Are they going to be indicted criminally? What happens next?
Well, this is the first part of it, Mike, and that's what's happening. You're getting the first part of a report, and this will be leaked out piece by piece by piece. And this is the first thing within the ATF, but we know it goes higher. We know that Lanny Breuer had his hand fingers in this. We know Weinstein, Kenneth Blanco. So this is the first part of this in getting a detailed summary so the American people start to truly understand, because we in Arizona do.
So when you say you know that it goes higher, a lot of times what all it needs is one of the dominoes to fall. If one or more of these five see criminal charges or the loss of their career coming, is there a chance they cut a deal, they start talking? Who is it in the Justice Department that really, you know, if someone had to give the order to allow this, does it go further, do you think? Ultimately, will we get answers to how far up this went?
Oh, absolutely. This is starting the details where you start. We use the whistleblowers, and they've been severely retaliated, and I hope everybody understands that they came bravely ahead of them, and they took retaliations by the ATF and by the DOJ. Now we're going up the ladder. This is the next level. This was the ATF on the ground crew, and then you'll probably see people get moved and people go with charges, and then we'll see where they turn over, who they turn over.
Now, when you have had conversations through testimony or otherwise with the ATF agents on the ground, the whistleblowers, a lot of these people that were the whistleblowers in this have really had some serious damage done to their careers. What happens to them next?
Well, we want them to be restored. Absolutely. We want them restored because, you know, that is part of the protection that is afforded to every whistleblower that comes in, particularly, when in light of a government. That's the whole principle of protecting them, and it shouldn't be any different than redress to the Department of Justice.
So what should happen, in Congressman Gosar's opinion, what should happen to these five people? Should they lose their jobs? Should they be indicted criminally? Both? What do you believe, knowing what you know, what should happen to them?
This is a criminal offense, Mike, and so what they need to be is indicted because, you know, they violated rules, and there are crimes that have been committed. Agent Terry lost his life. There's almost 300 Mexican citizens have lost their life. Jaime Zapata has lost his life. Someone has to fess up here. You know, in the private sector, all of us that own businesses, the buck stops with the top dog. And that's why here, this bureaucracy has to take a face, and who's going to take responsibility of this? Now we're going to climb the ladder to find out truly, does it go to Eric Holder? Does it go all the way to the presidency? I think we're going to find out shortly.
All right. Is it much to do about nothing? I'm certainly tired of having the conversation, but I know obviously some people are not, because there it is at number five this week on our talk radio review. At number six, the primary win in Texas for the member of the Tea Party. We'll talk about that as it gets us into an important place on the countdown in just a matter of moments.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. always your most complete.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the, we're trying to overview, as we normally do each week at this time, the 10 collective ideas that have been on the top of people's minds listening to a lot of these news talk issue-oriented radio programs and stations around the country. And at number 6, according to the research by Talkers.com, the Ted Cruz primary win in Texas, politics. The focus in this conversation with host Terry Miners, Senator Rand Paul is on with him, talking about the Tea Party win in Texas.
Is this a shocker for the Tea Party?
Well, interestingly, 2 months ago they had the primary, and Ted Cruz was down about 12 or 13 points, and then he won by about 14 points. So that's a big swing. He beat an incumbent lieutenant governor who was worth a couple $100 million, who attacked him relentlessly. Ted Cruz never attacked his opponent and just ran on his merits, and the Tea Party and the grassroots came out for him. He's a his parents came here from Cuba. His dad was tortured and kicked in the face and had his teeth kicked out by Castro and his goons. Came here with $100 sewn in his waistband. Ted grew up in a family, didn't have much money. He got a scholarship to fabulous schools, clerked for a Supreme Court justice. He's a great American story, great intellect, and a guy who really believes in the Constitution, and so we're excited that he won.
The Tea Party has had its ups and downs, it seemed like, for a while there, but it seemed like there was a bit of a tidal wave a few years ago, and that sort of settled a little bit. But then we saw what happened in Indiana, for instance.
Yeah, and I think the thing is it settled because people, you know, turned out to these massive rallies and they feel like they accomplished something in 2010. And there's a limit to how many rallies you can go to. Most of our folks are out and they're working people and they have their own lives. But, you know, I was in Texas to help Ted Cruz last weekend, and we had 20,000 people show up at the Dallas Maverick Stadium. It was exciting. It was incredible. And I think the Supreme Court case on Obamacare also is galvanizing people again, and they know their only chance of overturning Obamacare now is at the ballot box. And so I think you're going to see the silver lining is that people are going to come out in droves in 2012 to try to overturn it.
Well, let's see what happens. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. The power grid collapse in India, number 7. Here's Chip Franklin with UCLA science professor Dr. Raji Dad, who is from India.
Do you think that a blackout of those kind of proportions could ever occur in the continental United States?
Well, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to maybe tell you a little bit about the Indian grid condition versus the U.S. grid condition.
Okay.
And I think that'll give your folks a little bit of an idea as to you know what is going on there. In India, if you look at from the standpoint of peak consumption, the capacity in India falls short from the peak consumption by about 7 to 11%. In America, on the other hand, we have excess capacity from the peak consumption. And so, in India, of course, they're still doing their investigation and research, and they still don't know exactly what was the cause. But when you start getting very close, then you are increasing the odds of you know, odds of a blackout or brownout somewhere, because at the end of the day, there's a probability of certain thing happening.
Well, we had a problem when San Diego, when we had our blackout, it was just some guy down the line that touched something to something he shouldn't have, and you know, and 3 million people were without power for a long period of time.
Sounds like something that we wouldn't want to have happen here, right? But we do have different circumstances. Although you wonder sometimes about the condition of the wires and things around your house, I'm sure when there's a storm. Number 8 up next on the countdown.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So number 8 we go on the countdown, and that's the discussion of what's going on in Syria. Suzanne Melveaux interviews analyst Richard Roth about Kofi Annan stepping down as the UN Arab League envoy to Syria.
Kofi Annan is out. Did anybody see this coming?
Well, nobody was talking about it, though it's not surprising. It's interesting that it comes on this day when the UN Security Council is to discuss the fate of those UN unarmed observers who are pretty sidelined by the increasing violence there. Just one aspect of the failure of his mission. One diplomat from the West saying, "You can't blame Kofi Annan for this. Don't blame the man." It was Kofi Annan whose name was on that 6-point peace plan, but they really didn't get to point one. And now Annan's off the masthead on that plan. The UN is going to look for a successor along with the Arab League. It will be intriguing to see if anyone wants to step into the breach to take that position up. Annan met with President Assad of Syria a couple of times. He implored the big powers that sit here at the UN Security Council to come together to send a message with consequences to the Assad regime in an effort to quell the violence. But nothing really worked. Annan may miss the glory days of the late 90s when he was the Secretary General and seemed to have the magic touch, won the Nobel Peace Prize, but things have changed in the world in this post-Arab Spring, and he wasn't able to bring his magic to this situation.
So, Richard, I don't understand. Why do they think that they will come up with anything, quite frankly, that is going to work to bring peace to Syria? I mean, you have somebody here who clearly has diplomatic experience for decades. You've got a plan here, but nobody really paid any attention to what he had to say. The ceasefire was an utter failure. I mean, what can the United Nations do? Who do they even think they can put in to replace him?
A lot of nonsensical talk. It isn't amazing when you listen to some of this stuff, what people actually listen to and hear this whole UN Arab League thing, and Kofi Annan, one of the most corrupt leaders of the UN has ever seen. He may have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he was extraordinarily corrupt. And so why would people pay attention to the guy? He's a lot of hot air. Moving along to number 9. Speaking of a lot of hot air, lots of talk radio callers this week weighing in on the vote to extend the Bush tax cuts.
The wealthy, the millionaires, are going to make their money regardless of how much taxes they pay. They're going to make their money because they have invested. And they are going to make their money. Middle class is not able to, we are not able to invest. Therefore, we live from paycheck to paycheck. We should not pay as much taxes as we are paying.
I just don't see how we can get out of this mess by, you know, just everybody having to pay their fair share. We got into this mess by these wars and all these tax breaks earlier, and I'm sitting back going like, well, someday we're going to have to pay for this. And we're here now. We have to pay, we're in trouble and we have to pay this. There's no getting out of it. I would just eliminate the tax breaks for everyone. It's time for everybody to buckle down, go to work, and pay these bills off. The country's in trouble.
Yeah, it's time to stop going to war. The first caller was right there. 800-510-8255. Okay, so politics aside, this is the number 10 item this week. What are we doing about the drought? What can we do? What are the impacts of it? Here's talk host John Thompson with ABC's Jim Hickey.
There are places in the country still literally baking out there today, and the USDA is starting to put a price tag on it.
The Department of Agriculture is expanding the area of drought. It's officially called the drought. It classified 218 more counties in the U.S. as disaster areas because of damage and losses caused by drought and excessive heat. And the state of Indiana has 14 of those counties were added to the list yesterday. 14 of those counties from Indiana. What this means is this will give some relief to farmers in those states that are under this drought emergency. They will get lower interest loans. Some of them will be able to raise crops on land that is normally restricted. Crops on land that is not under a land that is not under a drought condition. So it's trying to ease the pain a little bit for farmers because this has been really tough. Nearly 75% of cow pastures in this country, grazing land, is under a drought condition right now.
In the meantime, we are all expecting that sooner or later the other shoe is going to drop and we're going to start seeing food prices go up. We understand the USDA is tabbing at maybe 4.5% starting next year. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, something like that. We'll be seeing some of these food prices go up beginning next year, especially food that's related or that stems from corn and soybean. The soybean crop is listed as poor to very poor this year, and the Department of Agriculture says it is as bad as it was in the drought of 1988, and some farmers are saying this is actually worse than 88.
It's a wrap here on the countdown. Thanks for being here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.